Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, this was the email from Lee, and I'm not sure which town Lee is listening in this morning, but got an email from Lee. Normally, sometimes I can miss the emails, but I'll get right to the Montana Talks messages because our producer Travis gets those messages as well, so he'll print them up, bring them in the studio for us. But luckily, I saw this email from Lee. That debate was not fun to watch. Lee says, it reminded me of a divorce court where the husband was just wanting to get it over with, and then you had the drug addict ex-wife nagging at him, making all kinds of different facial expressions and expressions in general, and then you had the judges that were on the side of the ex. That's what Lee had to say in that email. Let's see. Tim in Billings sent us this. Sorry, I'm just now getting to this message, Tim. He says, I've really got to hand it to ABC News. Their stagehand did a phenomenal job of setting Donald Trump's microphone to the height of his belly button. Every time he would talk into the mic, he would have to bend so far over. The optics on that have a psychological effect on people that they are being talked down to and hovered over by an authoritarian figure. He says this about ABC News. These people are creeps. I thought it was interesting. ABC News is, of course, being hammered for their obvious bias in the debate last night. Even Politico's playbook says this. And Politico is, of course, a left-leaning news publication. Expect to hear plenty more from Republicans today about the moderation. Yes, it's entirely true that Trump came in for more fact checks and follow-ups than Harris did. And then they says, we were especially puzzled by the lack of follow-ups on a multi-pronged question about her changing positions, especially after Harris promised to discuss every point that you've made and then discussed only fracking. Yet they never held her account. They never held her feet to the fire. They never did any follow-up questions for Kamala Harris whatsoever. It really was, as Trump described on Sean Hannity's show, a 3-against-1 debate. I think the New York Post called it a cambush, called it an ambush by ABC News. But look, at the end of the day, Donald Trump is a fighter. Donald Trump is a survivor. And he fought back and fought his way right through that ambush, if you ask me. This was one of my favorite lines of the debate last night.
Because she has no policy. Everything that she believed 3 years ago and 4 years ago is out the window. She's going to my philosophy now. In fact, I was going to send her a MAGA hat. She's gone to my philosophy. But if she ever got elected, she'd change it. And it will be the end of our country.
This is the one that weaponized, not me. She weaponized. I probably took a bullet to the head because of the things that they say about me. They talk about democracy. I'm a threat to democracy. They're the threat. She is Biden.
All right. Yeah, well said there by President Trump. I should just send her a MAGA hat. Great line there by President Trump. Back into your phone calls right after this. Tom in Billings, first up on the phone lines, 406-294-0970.
The rise of AI.
The promise of AI means you might be talking to your phone instead of on it more often. Apple just unveiled its next generation of artificial intelligence powered devices that'll help you write texts and emails, create images, plan your next meals and trips. Apple CEO Tim Cook calls it a game changer.
The next generation of iPhone has been designed for Apple intelligence from the ground up. It marks the beginning of an exciting new era.
Apple kept the prices the same on their new iPhone 16s. Wall Street believes that millions of users are due for a new phone and could be enticed by the new AI features, up to $1,000 off if you trade in some of your old phones. And while most of the new phones, watches, and AirPods will be shipping this month, the AI software won't be available until next month. Other languages will have to wait until next year. Susan Lee, Fox Business.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine today, along with some scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially from the Bozeman area westward. High temperature readings ranging from around 81 in Bozeman to near 90 in Billings. For tonight, scattered showers, a few thunder showers around the region, especially towards Bozeman. Lows back in the upper 40s to the mid-50s. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I meant to shoot a message to John Jackson and to David Noble. You know, they, of course, did had such a great show yesterday from what I got to listen in on. I was like, man, I should send them a message and say, hey, you guys should call in and give us your debate reaction, because they were here, you know, prepping for the debate last night and covering a whole bunch of other topics. And so I know I'd love to hear their take and would love to, I know you'd want to hear their take as well. But, hey, we've got phone lines open, not only for the Joker, not only for David Noble, but for you as well, 406-294-0970. I do have a tweet here from John Jackson with his reaction that sums up the debate and ABC fake news moderation last night as well. I'll get to that here in just a second. But first, let's go to Tom in Billings on the phone lines. Tom, thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
As a Desert Shield and Desert Storm veteran, me and a lot of us can't help but feel guilty on today. We think we could have probably done more, and today wouldn't happen. But 9/11 brought this country together. I know it's an election year. I'm in politics myself, but we need to bring this country together like we did on 9/11. So...
Yeah, no, I agree. The challenge is we have a media in this country, and we have a majority of one political party in this country that does not want this country to come together. They want this country to be divided along every single line you can think of, not just political lines of Republican and Democrat. They want us divided along gender lines or racial lines, ethnic lines.
We can't do that. We can't do that. We need to come behind. I mean, you, Tim Sheehy, you never would have had to go. If we would have done it back then, we need to stand behind Tim Sheehy. Donald Trump, he took a bullet. Tim Sheehy took a bullet. And nobody talks about it. These are American patriots. We need to get them back in office, but they are the only two that will bring this state and country back together.
That's right.
Just like we did after the towers fell.
Yeah, we have to fight and win in order to unite as a country, because I mean, to that point, you know, when President Trump, you know, you mentioned he took a bullet for this country. Yeah, I mean, Kamala Harris sitting there laughing and smiling as she talked about all of the political persecutions that have taken place against Donald Trump. I mean, she was mocking the weaponization of our Justice Department. She was laughing about the weaponization of government that's been used against her political opponent right now. And yet they have the gall to call him a threat to democracy when they're the ones that are undermining everything right now. I truly believe, too, that we used, as a country, we used to unite around shared values and shared principles. But right now, we have a majority in one political party that is attacking those shared principles, that is attacking those shared values. And so how can we, as a country, unite until we defeat that political party which is attacking the shared principles, attacking the shared values that we as Americans hold. Tom, thanks for the call. And what were those values and what were those principles built around? They were built around our United States Constitution and our rights and freedoms as Americans. You heard Kamala Harris lie last night. She lied about her stance on fracking. She lied about her stance on gun control. All you got to do is roll the tape, and she is on the record supporting crazy gun control efforts to take away your guns. And so that's why the American people need to send a strong message. And now we can't control what folks in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Arizona are going to do. But if Montana sends a loud and clear message by electing Tim Sheehy, that message will be sent back in Washington. Tim in Savage, great to hear from you. I understand you're on the road right now, so good to hear from you.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome home.
Thank you.
I tell you, the fact-checking last night and lack thereof was just disgusting to me. You just talked about the fracking. And if they really were trying to fact-check and do they make it honest, the ABC moderators would have come back and said, that Vice President Harris, you're on the record. We have the tape of you saying you will end fracking on day one. We have you on tape saying that you would have mandatory buyback programs, otherwise known as confiscation. There is no follow-up. And now what they can come back and say, well, that was asked and answered. We're moving on. And how can you say your values haven't changed when you have such dramatic policy positions like that that have shifted? And that's the two points that I found most disgusting. And they just tried to complicate the whole abortion issue last night. And honestly, the former president didn't articulate very well his position on that, and he kind of set himself up to be blasted there. But neither side did a good job saying that. And the bottom line is the left just wants open-end abortion for everybody anytime.
Yeah, and she could have been fact-checked on that because she never did explain where or if she believes there should be any limits in place on abortion whatsoever, showing that she is a no-limits abortion all the way up to the due date radical. Tim, I was also trying to think, what was the very first question that was asked? That was the biggest opportunity for ABC News to fact check Kamala Harris because she never answered the first question. Stand by if you can.
Democracy 24.
I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people.
I created one of the greatest economies in the history of our country. I'll do it again.
The ABC presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump touched on a variety of issues, from abortion rights to U.S. foreign policy to the economy. The southern border was also contentious. Vice President Harris said many come for a better life.
Regardless of people's color or the language their grandmother speaks.
Former President Trump blamed her for what he calls migrant crime.
These are the people that she and Biden led into our country.
Both candidates believe their vision of America's future is what is needed. The calendar now says it's just under 2 months to Election Day. Gunal Scott, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine today, along with some scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially from the Bozeman area westward. High temperature readings ranging from around 81 in Bozeman to near 90 in Billings. For tonight, scattered showers, a few thunder showers around the region, especially towards Bozeman. Lows back in the upper 40s to the mid-50s. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Kamala Harris had a game plan at last night's debate, and it's hard to see how she could have done more. She kept describing herself as a product of the middle class. She was aimed her plans talking about the middle class. She was on the offense against Donald Trump, repeatedly calling him a liar. At the same time, Donald Trump certainly landed some blows, talking about why hasn't she done it so far in 3.5 years as vice president. But he also resorted to such personal attacks as saying that she was a Marxist. And he seemed to get angrier as time went on. She got under his skin much more than the opposite way. ABC, I have to say, was much more tilted against Donald Trump, asking tougher questions, more follow-ups, more clarifications, more corrections. And that is what you'll be hearing about when the spinning begins. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
As ranchers continue to assess damage caused by wildfires to their operations and their livestock, the Producer Partnership, the nonprofit organization that processes donated livestock into high-quality protein for food banks and schools across Montana. Matt Pearson with the Producer Partnership says they are helping producers get their livestock from the fire-impacted areas to their processing plant in Livingston.
You know, these guys in fires, these animals get injured, they get burned, and especially the feed. We see a lot of animals that get really bad feed after an event of this nature. We wanted to be here to offer up another solution for them. You know, they can donate the animal, we can bring them here. We'll come pick them up. They'll get a tax letter back. But we can then process them through our federally inspected plant and then bring that protein back into those hard-hit areas.
Again, producers will receive a tax incentive for donating to the nonprofit. The animals must be able to walk into the trailer for them to transport to their facility as well. The Producer Partnership is the only USDA federally inspected, owned, and operated nonprofit processing facility in Montana, and they take those cull animals, process them at no charge, and the donors receive a tax contribution letter stating the amount of protein processed for their contribution, and will give it to those in need across the state. I'm Lane Northland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, good. I think Jerry in Circle may have the answer for us. Jerry, stand by. We'll get to you here in just a couple of minutes as well. Tim in Savage. Yeah, we got cut off by the break there, but lots of great callers on the phone lines right now. Tim, I was trying to remember what the very first question was. I know it pertained to the economy. If I remember right, it was something about, hey, what will you do to get the economy turned around or something to that effect? And Kamala Harris never answered that question. She never said. Instead, she went into some pre-rehearsed, I was the daughter of middle class. Actually, you were raised in a pretty upper middle class family is what it sounds like. But she never answered the question. Did you notice that?
Yeah, and then she also had that one point, I think it came up earlier this morning, that say, well, I'm going to answer all those points, but let me first say this. And then she lied about the fracking and then never came back to any of the other parts. So, and that's, unfortunately, that seems to be the case with debates on both sides, is that if you don't ask the question that they want to hear, they're going to still give you the answer that they've prepared. But, you know, the one point last night I was really disappointed in Donald Trump was, the question about when about Kamala's race, and he had the opportunity to say it doesn't matter to me what race you are. The issue is that you keep jumping race to race depending on who you're trying to appeal to. The fact that she was Indian American at one point, and now she's considered African American, and the identity politics. And he had an opportunity to nail her on the identity politics, and if he even wanted to, he could talk about Pocahontas as well. But he kind of blew that opportunity there. He just kind of stumbled along and said, I don't care what you are. It doesn't matter to me. Well, he should have clarified the problem that we have in the country with all of the playing with identity politics, which could
that's a good point.
Divide.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I thought he did make that point well, which was like, look, I don't care if your background is from India, and so you are an Indian American, or if you consider yourself a Black American, I don't care. They're, both are cool with me. I thought he made that point well, but no, your point, I think he could have hammered that in a little bit further by pointing out her focus on identity politics and pointing out what a fraud she is about how, oh, well, while I'm running for office in San Francisco, I wanted to highlight somehow being connected to Asia, and so I could appeal to the Asian Americans. Oh, but then when running for the, you know, for this job, I wanted to highlight, you know, this in order to appeal. Everything she does is calculated and phony, and Yeah, no, a great point. Well, Tim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Safe travels. Hope to see you, by the way, in person if you can, if you're sticking around while you're in town. All right. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Jerry Schillinger in Circle. Jerry, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Well, good to be with you again, Aaron, too. And, yeah, I heard your question there of what was the first question of the debate, and I thought, well, it was, if you were asked the question of, are you better off, are Americans better off now than they were 3 years ago, what would you answer?
Oh, that's right. And, yeah, that's right. Are you better off?
She just totally went around that, didn't even come close to touching it. And I thought, oh, my God, thank you, Lord. Donald Trump is going to knock this out of the park. And he missed it, too. I mean, gosh, what an opportunity to say. She didn't answer the question because the truth is, Americans are worse off in every respect than they were 3 years ago. The inflation, everything costs 2-3 times as much as it did when I was president. Interest rates on your home loan are through the roof. Prices for homes are through the roof. On and on. Golly, it could have been game over right there.
Illegal immigration. You can go on and on down the list. No, you're exactly right. Yeah, because that was the classic, you know, Reagan Carter question, right? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And because everybody already knew the answer to that question. And I think what's going to save this country is that I think most Americans understand the answer to that question as well.
And I hope so. I mean, it was a gift from heaven.
Well, and they understand why Kamala Harris completely dodged the question, because she by dodging that question and then coming in and then, you know, coming up with some, you know, biographical response, she proved that she knows the answer to that question, that Americans are not better off now than they were 4 years ago.
She could go off on a rant about, I'm gonna address their hopes and dreams and aspirations and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to get sick here.
Yeah, it was. And then, like, her opening statement, you know, she did recover from her opening statement. Her opening statement, it sounded like she was speed reading something that she had memorized. And so she had a very bad opening statement, but she recovered after that. But again, I still think, you know, they're looking at this debate. And when I say they, I'm talking about like the talking heads, the political pundit class. They're saying, oh, well, she didn't have a total meltdown like Joe Biden did last debate. So, wow, what a great job. But again, she was never asked really any tough questions. She certainly wasn't ever fact-checked or asked any follow-up questions. And so, again, she exposed herself as the fraud that she is. But the fact that she didn't completely fall apart, there. Hear from Jerry Schillinger in Circle, Representative Schillinger in Circle. Always great to get his insight on the debate last night as well. But John Jackson, the Joker from X, I guess I'll call him now, since I think David Noble and John Jackson pointed out yesterday that, well, the Democrats always want to call it Twitter, but now that it's called X, so we'll call it X. John Jackson, the Joker from X. He says this, ABC topics for the debate. Abortion, January 6th, 2020 election cheating, Trump wanting revenge, Kamala's race, climate change. He says all set up topics for Kamala to bash Trump over, and also topics that voters do not give a you-know-what about. So a good summary there by John Jackson. Let's go to our caller from Eastern Montana. She goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Reelected. Great to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, happy Patriots Day, and God bless all those souls that died on 9/11 and to our veterans, and it's nice to hear your voice, Aaron. But I kind of have a different take on the debate last night. I think Trump did a really, really good job standing up there, speaking the truth, and all Kamala did was lie. That was it. All she did was lie.
I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, totally agree. So my biggest point was what she didn't say about the hostages over in Gaza. So she just jumped around, circled back around, but she did not talk about those hostages. And to me, that was the most telling part of the evening.
She gave some standard boilerplate, well, the war needs to end, we need a ceasefire, and the hostages need to be released. Like, she gave some standard phony response, but it's like, but no, I totally agree with you. This, for the last nearly a year now, she needs to be much more forceful about releasing these hostages. And even her response on Israel, look, she's a total phony. She didn't even show up for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech. And so for her to then last night pretend that she's such a strong supporter of Israel, oh, get out of here. See, now that the Democrat convention in Chicago is over, now she can pretend to be pro-Israel. She couldn't pretend to be pro-Israel before the DNC, though, because she didn't want her anti-Israel supporters to burn the entire city down. They still tried, of course. Right? Hey, anyway, thanks for the phone call. I think that was her hanging up, so I think she must have made her point and then decided to move on. So that wasn't me hanging up, just in case you hung up by mistake there. I wanted to ask her as well, did you guys talk about John Tester and the SAVE Act? Because she had a great tweet on X yesterday. Even if you talked about it, I want to say something about it. But I wonder, did you guys talk about that yesterday? Did you talk about the SAVE Act? Shoot me a note on the app. Tim and Billings up next.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Who has the right to possess a firearm? You do, most likely, unless you're here illegally. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Fifth Circuit in New Orleans late last month ruled that laws prohibiting gun possession by illegal migrants were lawful, despite claims of Second Amendment protections. The ruling is the result of an appeal by Jose Paz Medina Cantu, who in 2022 was picked up by U.S. Border Patrol agents in Texas and charged not only with illegal entry, having been previously deported, but for possessing a handgun. And despite pleading guilty, he tried appealing the gun charge using the Bruin decision, saying there is no historical tradition in banning non-citizens from gun ownership. But a Trump-appointed appeals judge writes, the people, as referred to in the Second Amendment, does not include illegal aliens. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Man, it is so obvious to spot the liberal media bias here in Montana. They never ask liberal Senator John Tester any tough questions. They never hold him accountable. Yet they do this phony press release reporting for any fake news he wants to pump out there. Hey, I tell you what, Montana Talks, go to the Montana Talks website. Go download the Montana Talks app, because we're going to deliver the stories they refuse to tell. MontanaTalks.com. Download the Montana Talks app on your phone.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, good. Yeah, I got a message on the Montana Talks app from our last caller. She goes by the name Tester will not be elected on X, and she had a great tweet yesterday, I think it was. So, but she did say, we did talk about the SAVE Act a tad. I figured it came up. I didn't get a chance to hear your call yesterday. I think I was probably flying back at the time you had called in. What is the SAVE Act? Let's see. I had a Federalist.com story here I should have queued up for you. Okay, let me find that. Okay, in the meantime, I want to play one more clip. Then we'll get to Tim and Billings on the phone lines. Plus, we've got phone lines open for you right now. If you tried calling in a few minutes ago, the phone lines were probably full. Now we've got phone lines available for you. 406-294-0970. One thing that I wanted to say, I think there are some Trump supporters out there, because I totally agree with our previous caller. I agree with her. I think that Donald Trump scored a clear victory last night, and Kamala Harris was just fake and phony throughout. She never answered any questions. She was never forced to really answer any tough questions, certainly by the ABC fake news moderators. But yet, on the issues that matter to the American people, Donald Trump delivered. This was, I thought, one of the best points that President Trump delivered home. You know, as fake Kamala Harris, just like fake phony John Tester, is pretending to support border security, Donald Trump made a great point. You can do this right now. You and Joe Biden can deliver border security right now. What is stopping you?
I ask you this. You talk about the Capitol. Why are we allowing these millions of people to come through on the southern border? How come she's not doing anything? And I'll tell you what I would do, and I would be very proud to do it. I would say we would both leave this debate right now. I'd like to see her go down to Washington, D.C. during this debate, because we're wasting a lot of time. Go down to, because she's been so bad, it's so ridiculous. Go down to Washington, D.C. and let her sign a bill to close up the border, because they have the right to do it. They don't need bills. They have the right to do it. The president of the United States, you'll get him out of bed. You'll wake him up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. You'll say, come on down to the office. Let's sign a bill. If he signs a bill that the border is closed, all he has to do is say it to the Border Patrol, who are phenomenal. If they do that, the border is closed.
Anyway, that was a great line. On top of his, I'm going to give her a red MAGA hat because she's pretending to be him. She's pretending to support his policies now. That was another great line. Go over 4 o'clock in the afternoon, wake up Joe Biden, and tell him to sign this order to seal our border. And, you know, Kamala Harris, oh, you're not debating Joe Biden, you're debating me. Well, you are the Vice President of the United States right now. Go down the hall, wake his ass up, and tell him to secure the border. But see, she won't do that because she's just as fake and phony as flip-flop, flat-top liberal Senator John Tester. Okay, I found that Federalist story I was looking for. We'll talk a little bit more, a tad bit more, about the SAVE Act, which, by the way, deals with illegal aliens, deals with our open border, and also is a reminder of this fake, phony fraud named John Tester. And Kamala, too, by the way. But first, let's get to Tim in Billings on the phone lines. Tim, great to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron. I think that we should all believe Kamala Harris. I think she spoke the truth last night. When she said that her values have not changed, they haven't changed. Her policy stance may have changed, but her values are still the same. She's still a person that'll sweep her way to the top. She's still the most liberal senator in the history of the Senate. She still believes in open borders. She still believes in unregulated abortion. She still believes in Medicaid for all. She still believes in gun control. She still believes in socialist policy. She still believes in authoritarian government overreach. She believes all of these things. Those are her values. When these people tell you who they are, you need to listen. She told us exactly who she is last night. She is an unmitigated, unrepentant, and unapologetic Marxist.
Do you know, that's such a great point that you make, that believe her. When she says her values haven't changed, that's her signaling to her side that, yeah, she still supports gun control. She still wants to take our guns away. She still is anti-fracking. She still supports a fracking ban. She's just saying certain things right now to try to get elected, just like John Tester does. He says things during election year to try to get reelected. But then after the election's over, that's when you know that his values have not changed. And so Kamala Harris and John Tester are exactly one and the same in that regard. Tim, I got to get your take on this because, I kind of briefly mentioned this. You know, some Trump supporters out there, I think they're disappointed because they wanted the knockout punch in the debate last night because that's what they got with the Joe Biden debate. But again, like Joe Biden, I mean, that was like Mike Tyson's punch out. Do you remember that Nintendo game back in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Remember when you were Mike Tyson and you punched the skinny white guy and he would just wiggle left and right and then collapse on the floor? That's what Donald Trump did to Joe Biden in the last debate. So that's what everybody wanted to see last night. But what Donald Trump does and what I think he did to Kamala Harris last night is exactly what he did to Hillary Clinton in the 2016 debates, is that he sets these ticking time bombs where he throws something out there and And what it does is that's the ticking time bomb that then blows up his opponent's campaign, because he was talking about the most important issues. When Kamala was laughing about the illegal aliens that are pouring into Springfield, Ohio, that's one of those ticking time bombs. And case in point, CNN had a flash poll right after the debate last night. Behizi tweets, I forget how you pronounce that guy. The Trump War Room reshared this one here, though. A new CNN poll shows that Kamala Harris actually lost support of voters on who they trust to handle the economy, and Trump has gained. Pre-debate, 53% of voters supported Trump, compared to 37% supporting Kamala on the economy. Post-debate, after the debate last night, Trump actually gained ground, 55% to her 35%. That was a CNN instant poll following that first debate last night. So again, she said all the right things, and she didn't collapse to the floor like Joe Biden did, 2 months ago? But she still lost on substance.
Absolutely. I think the great thing about the debates are Donald Trump can bring up things that the mainstream media will not talk about. The Haitians eating people's pets and the geese out of the parks and things of that nature in Springfield, the mainstream media is not talking about that. She's laughing. She's up there cackling and having whatever gyrations and you know, spasms of her body, acting like, you know, whatever. But people who don't believe that stuff, they're going to go on and they're going to Google it, or they'll ask Siri, or they'll ask Alexa, Alexa, what is Donald Trump talking about? He sounds insane. And then once they get the litany of videos, the body cam footage of police officers arresting a woman who's eating a cat in the front yard of someone's house in Springfield, Ohio, well, geez, maybe Donald Trump was right about that. I wonder what else he was right about that they told me wasn't true. And it just kind of plants those seeds in the minds of the voters who completely wrote him off, but the mainstream media has put up a seawall of information to keep information from getting to the voters from Donald Trump, and he's able to go through and sprinkle out their seeds of doubt of what the mainstream media is telling these people. And then if they actually take the time to look into it themselves, they find out, wow, Donald Trump was right about that.
Wow. Yeah, well, and on that Ohio thing, there are 911 phone calls of residents saying, we've got Haitian migrants going down to the park, killing geese, and bringing them home to eat the geese. Similar reports of ducks. House pets like cats. There was I don't know if you saw the brother. There was this one black gentleman who was speaking before their city council, who was telling them what he has seen and what is happening. But what did ABC fake news, this David Muir, this arrogant partisan hack last night, what was he saying? When Donald Trump brought up what is being reported in 911 calls, what is being shared by the residents of Springfield, Ohio, he's like, well, the city manager says that's not true. Oh, the city manager of Springfield says it's not true. So we're just going to have to take his word for it. Right, Muir? Give me a break. These people, the fake news is downplaying what is happening in Springfield, Ohio, deliberately to help the Democrats. Just like the fake news media started downplaying what happened with the Trende Aragua Venezuelan migrant gang in Aurora, Colorado. Oh, well, it's not as bad as the video makes it look. They're downplaying what's actually happening or outright lying about it in order to help Kamala Harris and in order to help John Tester. I even saw some of the fake news media here in Montana was downplaying the Venezuelan gang right down the highway from us in Aurora, Colorado. Again, because they want to help John Tester and Kamala Harris. All right, more callers on the line right after this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See detail.
Fox
Fox News commentary.
President Joe has spent roughly 40% of his presidency doing this. I'm Tommy Lahren. Find out next.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. Writer Nancy Crampton Brophy was unsatisfied with her life, her marriage, and the lack of success garnered by her romance novels. But as fate would have it, one of her works would give her the fame and notoriety she desired, entitled How to Murder Your Husband. This week, I'm joined by Multnomah County Deputy District Attorney Sean Overstreet with a look at the cold-blooded and tragic murder of Chef Daniel Brophy. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
It may not look like it, but Joe Biden is still our president, perhaps in name only. Even before he was pushed off the ticket and into lame duck status, he still wasn't spending a whole lot of time at work. The RNC crunched the numbers, and according to their research, Joe has spent roughly 40% of his presidency, 532 days in less than 4 years, on vacation. The RNC made this shocking comparison. It would take the average American, who gets 11 days a year of vacation, approximately 48 years to accumulate the number of days off Joe has taken while president of the most powerful nation on earth. And this should anger every American for many reasons. Not only is our president taking more R&R than you by a lot, he's also seemingly unbothered by the optics of it. How many more times do we have to see footage of him lounging on a beach chair while the country goes down the drain? If he's not up to the job, he should step aside. Being a lame duck isn't an excuse to be a lazy POTUS. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show Tommy Lahren is Fearless at Outkick Doctor.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan.
201-6263.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, we got a bunch of messages that have come in on our Montana Talks app as well. KC in Bozeman, what gets me is when Trump asked her what she has done the last 3.5 years, they should have made her answer that. No, you're exactly right, KC. That was the failure from the start with ABC fake news last night. Are you better off now than you were 3.5 years ago? Good question. But again, no follow-ups here. She never answered the question, and for obvious reasons. Let's see. Jeff and Victor, Kamala Harris wore a condescending smirk with vague non-answers. I totally agree, Jeff. I think her facial expressions, she looked like she was looking down on the American people and the challenges they're facing. Jeff says Trump missed a number of opportunities to educate low-information voters. The best example is the race setup. He could have asked her some follow-up questions to keep that going there. But anyway, he also could have talked about how it's the Democrats that were the party of slavery and the KKK. All right, Jody Etchart, Representative Jody Etchart, next up on the phone lines in Billings. Jody, great to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Glad to have you back. Hope you had a great trip.
Great trip. Thank you.
Good. Just wanted to let the people of Billings know that we are giving away proof donuts near Boulder Elementary School today to remember 9/11 and to get people out so we can talk to them about the campaign and how I can represent you well in Helena.
All right. So at what time are you there?
We're there until about 8:30 this morning.
So you're already there. Free proof donuts, man. Those things are good, too. So although I got to do my diet tune-up with Billings' last diet again after my vacation, I think. Actually, no, I think my tune-up before the vacation probably prevented me from putting too much more on during my vacation. So that's why I'm really glad I did my Billings' last diet tune-up before I went on vacation. You know, you trim down, you get in shape, lose some weight. And then when you go on vacation, hey, You can enjoy it and not pile on a whole bunch more weight. So big thanks to Billings Last Diet. Find out more yourself, by the way. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751. They have a remote option now available as well. Charles in Billings, thanks for your call. What was your reaction to the debate?
Well, as somebody that's been in sports all his life, I'm 88, I'm going to give you a simple two-word evaluation of the debate. Trump got hometowned. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, that makes sense. I get the analogy there. Thank you, Charles. I appreciate it. Yeah, that was ABC fake news pushing their agenda the entire time. That's for sure. Tim and Savage sent us a message as well. Kamala Harris calling for a two-state solution is at the onset anti-Israel. And then meanwhile, Tim in Billings sent us another message as well. The downplaying media would say we are experiencing a mostly peaceful invasion of our country right now. Let's go to Linda in Billings next up. Linda, thanks for the call.
Hey, I don't know if anybody noticed. That debate sucked anyway. But I don't know if anybody noticed the earrings that Kamala was wearing. There's a new eye candy out there that those earrings she was wearing were actually like earbuds that they're talking to her through. They're new. They have just come out. They're kind of, you know, a new deal. But I don't think anybody noticed that she was wearing those.
Interesting. Yeah, I've seen, I've had a couple of people email me, hey, she's wearing these smart earrings, these Nova H1 audio earrings to help her out during the debate. Newsweek is claiming, Newsweek is claiming they're very expensive, very fancy pearl earrings. Yeah, that's what Newsweek is claiming anyway, though. Linda, thanks for the call. Sorry we are short on time. We're going to have the phone lines open coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. An increasing number of older adults are in debt during retirement, according to a Federal Reserve survey. If debt is straining your retirement budget or you're paying a high interest rate, a pay-it-off plan is critical. And there are some things you can do to make it happen, like picking up side work. You can supplement your retirement savings and Social Security benefits with part-time earnings, which can make your money go further. And consider moving or downsizing, since your home is usually one of your biggest expenses. You might be paying high property taxes and maintenance costs, and time your Social Security benefits. Taking them early might give you the income you need to get rid of your debt, but on the other hand, it may be better to wait. It's best to talk to a financial professional on this matter. And if you have equity in your home, you might be able to get a home equity loan or line of credit to help you consolidate or pay down higher interest debt. But really think about doing this, since an inability to keep up with these payments puts your home at risk of foreclosure. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.